if you have kids and they're on their phones, they may be doing a lot of things you have no idea about. And one of the things that they do is they use all kinds of code words and letters like GNOC or WTTP. Do you know what that means? Well, you probably should. Maria Lucci is with us, a parenting expert. She's the founder of The Empowered Mom, which she set up to create conversations and give parents tools to deal with the challenge of life, theempoweredmom.com. Maria, great to have you on WILS.
You know I always love being with you, and hello to you and all of your listeners.
Yeah, now you have kids yourself, right, Maria?
I have three boys within 21 months.
Wow.
So I know this topic very well.
Are they teens, or how old are they now?
So we have a 14-year-old, and the twins are almost 13.
Okay. Now, do they have their own phones at this age, or?
They do, okay. And we are in the midst of this GNOC, WTTP, and PAL, and many of the other things that we are going to talk about.
Yeah, GNOC means get naked on camera. So,
can you believe that?
Yeah. Have you ever found inappropriate things on the phones of your children, or things where they're doing things you wouldn't approve of? Or?
Well, I haven't found these necessarily, but there are things that I have found that I don't approve of,
okay.
But that could be any parent, and that leads us to a great segue to if you are a parent and you have a child that has a phone or a screen, it could be an iPad or anything else, then these are some of the things that you need to be aware of.
So if you see a message on your daughter's computer that says, get naked on camera, what are you supposed to do about that?
Well, certainly, I would hope that a parent would confront the child. Or,
do you take the phone away, or I mean, how do you approach an issue like this?
Well, the first thing that parents need to do is be aware of what's going on. So that's why we're talking about this topic. This is not a new story in that kids have codes that parents don't know about, mm-hmm. but the codes change, and it can change from week to week.
Yeah.
And so, like, KPC, what's that? Well, that's keep parents clueless.
Okay.
So there could be a new one next week, right? So I would think the first thing that parents need to do is, if you're not monitoring your kids' phones or social media, then you're missing out on an incredible opportunity for you to connect with your children and to have conversation and, frankly, to parent.
Okay, well, another message you should look out for is MOS, mom over shoulder, or mom over shoulder. So, Maria, if this is happening, how do you approach it where the kids don't feel like you're basically invading their privacy?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, sometimes they're just going to. Mm-hmm. And it's not your job to be your parents. Your kid's friend as parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're thinking that way and, oh, I don't want to upset my children, then I would say you may need to reconsider your thoughts. I mean, parents need to be up to date on their current codes. They need to be monitoring their kids' phones and their social media.
Right.
And remember, I mean, this is not just, okay, we're parents and we want to control our children. Schools, colleges, jobs, employers are all now taking social media and everything kids post into account, whether they're wanting to get into any college or wanting to get a job.
Yeah, and it can all go against you. So, Maria, especially when kids get older in their later teens and they're using the phone. I mean, we didn't have this technology when we were teens.
Thank God.
Who knows how it would have been used, but you can imagine that there's
exactly.
a point where, of course, it starts becoming more of a romantic tool and a sexual tool even.
Romantic, you're being very nice by saying romantic.
I should have just gone right to it and been straightforward. So
that's okay.
So what do you really do? Because that is part of life and nature. Do you have a policy of you're not allowed to do this at all, or do you trust them to some level to do so responsibly, or how do you address it at that point?
That is a great question. And I would say, first of all, it depends on the family. It depends on the child. Because within one family, child to child could be different, okay? Right? Depending on their personality, depending on what their tendencies are, everything. However, I just think what you said, I mean, it's kind of nature, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a natural thing. However, technology now documents all of this. Right. So there are software apps that parents can use, like Bark and many other things, where you can kind of look at what your kids are doing.
Right.
And I would just say, because they're of their age, whether they're 11 or 17 or 18, okay, they don't understand the impact that it can have.
That it can stay
when
with
you're trying
you.
To apply now, for colleges,
like even
or jobs.
Well, for in just a, you know, an image that can let, you know, can haunt you forever, right? If an image gets out there that you don't want to have out there. Now, I wonder with teens and your kids are teens now. Do they worry about that themselves, of having something that could be out there and affect their reputation?
Well, I don't. Well, we talk to our kids about it, but I don't think that kids at that age can fully appreciate the impact that it can have.
Right.
And thank God, you know, thank God it wasn't around when we were that age, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But the fact is, it is now, right?
Yeah. When I hope the kids are savvy to it on some level, and they grew up with it, right? We did not, so we didn't have it growing up. But there's a certain they seem to be smarter about things in general in some ways. So,
they don't understand the impact, and that's where the parents come in.
Yeah, tell them it's going to haunt you. Don't do it. It's like don't do drugs, right? Back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The new
like
version.
The egg frying on the frying pan, right?
That
just can ruin your future. But this is where parents have an opportunity to come in and empower themselves. I will have a complete list of the new codes on the empoweredmom.com and on the Empowered Mom page on Facebook. And I want to hear what everyone has to say and how they deal with it as well.
Codes like PAL. Parents are listening, and a lot more. TDTM. You'll have to go to Maria's page to find out what that is. The website is theempoweredmom.com. Maria Lucci, theempoweredmom.com. Maria, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
I always love being with you. Thanks so much.